each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing.
For more information, visit Bank of America's newly redesigned homepage at bankofamerica.com.
U.S. officials now confirming 8 Americans are among the 12 tourists who died when their tour bus crashed in Mexico earlier this week. The State Department also says at least 4 more Americans suffered very severe injuries. The bus flipping along the Caribbean coast on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula, it was carrying tourists from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship. As we reported, the UN is taking a vote today to condemn President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Meanwhile, tensions over the decision are said to be evident in nearby Bethlehem at a critical time for tourism.
There are said to be banners hanging in Manger Square declaring Jerusalem the capital of Palestine, and security is very tight in Bethlehem, including the West Bank barrier at the entrance of the city that Israel says is meant to keep out terrorists. But the Palestinian Authority insists tourism remains strong in the region.
That's Sharon Reed reporting. First-time jobless claims unexpectedly rising last week. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
A student at the University of San Diego is taking heat for having posted pictures of a woman who was shot and killed by an illegal immigrant in 2015. Jason Campidonia with more.
Gregory Liu recently hung 150 posters of Kate Steinle's face. The major Democrat group on campus is calling the posters displays of hate targeting the undocumented community. Liu says several hours after putting up the posters, they were all torn down and campus officials want to meet with him, but he's now lawyered up. A court ruled in November that Steinle's death was an accident and acquitted the illegal immigrant of both murder and manslaughter.
Many people who were sexually abused by priests as children are outraged that the Vatican is holding a full cardinal's funeral today for disgraced former Boston Archbishop Cardinal Bernard Law, who died at 86 yesterday. Alexa McPherson was one of those victims.
And so with his passing, I say, I hope the gates of hell are opened wide to welcome him.
Law stepped down in Boston after it was revealed he had spent years transferring abusive priests from parish to parish, never reporting their activities to police. The Pope is to attend his funeral today. And the epidemic of drug overdoses is lowering U.S. life expectancy. The National Center for Health Statistics saying today U.S. life expectancy has slipped from 78.7 years to 78.6. Meanwhile, the drug overdose death rate has risen by 21%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how to protect your packages from porch pirates. I'll have 8 secrets to help you and your business stand out in a crowd, five key qualities of a powerful customer review, and I'll have five productivity apps that you can use to save time and boost your work. It's Thursday, December 21st, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. Currently 35 degrees. It's 12:06 p.m. Today, we're going to have a high of 41 degrees and a low of 25. For tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with periods of light rain in the evening, a high of 47 and a low of 40. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy with continued periods of rain and a high of 54, a low of 31. For Sunday, Christmas Eve, it'll be partly cloudy with some rain or snow showers late, a high of 44 and a low of 33. And looking forward to Christmas Day Monday. Sorry, folks, no white Christmas this year, a high of 36 and a low of 22. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 110.35 points to 24,837. We are getting very close to the 25,000 mark. The NASDAQ is up 22 points to 6982.95. The S&P 500 up 10.15 to 2689.40. Oil is up 12 cents to $58.21 per barrel. And gold up 80 cents to $1,270.40 an ounce. All right. Well, I want to welcome everybody that may be watching the program live on our Facebook page, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is something a little bit new. We've set up the studio with some cameras, and now you have the opportunity to watch not only the program hosts as they do their shows, but also when we have guests, we'll be able to switch between cameras so that you can see some of the guests that come and join us here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and also interact with us a little bit that way. So it's a good idea. A lot of radio stations do it. New Jersey 101.5 does it. WFAN does it. And so we've integrated it here and thought that it would be an interesting add to the broadcasts here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. You'll get to see all the thrills, all the spills, all the exciting action as we read some of our scripts or as we interview people. But I think it's just a different element. And in today's technology world, it may be something that helps you stay engaged with us. So, again, welcome to Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Welcome to the program. It's called Taking Care of Business. My name is Jim Gano. So glad you could join me. And today we're going to talk about a couple of different issues that I hope will get you in the right frame of mind as we end the year and then as we begin the next year. I'm very excited about tonight. I begin my 34th year of announcing high school basketball at Bridgewater Raritan High School in Bridgewater. Been announcing the Panther games forever, seemingly, and they'll be taking on the Red Devils of Ridge High School. So looking forward to that. And you know, hopefully we'll have a good team this year. Had a good team last year, so it'll be interesting to see how they gel together this year. And I just love basketball. I'm sitting at center court. I have the best seat in the house. I get paid for it. It's a beautiful thing. There was no show last week, so I do apologize for that. But that is my yearly trip to Aruba, our getaway with myself and my brother-in-laws and our spouses. Great time right up until the food poisoning hit me on Thursday. That put a little damper on the trip, but otherwise just a great time down in Aruba. And I was talking with Chamber President Chris Phelan just a few minutes ago. And the one thing we haven't done that he did when he went to Aruba several years ago was driving Jeeps on the beach. And after hearing him describe it and how excited he was about it, I think it's something that we're going to definitely have to try for next year. So, again, I apologize for not being here last week, and hopefully we'll be together as we move forward, you know, next week and into the new year. So hopefully not too many programs missed. And then at this time every week on the program, we do what we call the business quote of the week. This could be brought to you by a celebrity. It could be brought to you by a famous business person. Sometimes they're religious figures. Sometimes it's somebody who says something to me. And they're just, whether they're a customer or maybe it's a lawyer or an attorney or an accountant, but it's something that really sticks with me. And I think that it's something that should be shared. This time it comes from Albert Schweitzer. And the quote goes, "Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you'll be successful." So how many of you out there right now can say that you love what you're doing? And they often say that if you love what you're doing, it's not work. But the quote, "Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success." If you're not in the right frame of mind, if you're not happy when you go to work, and I'm not saying you have to be, you know, the seven dwarfs and whistle while you work, but if you're not happy, if you're not enjoying yourself, it comes through. Your customers notice it. Your employees notice it. You notice it. Your spouse notices it. And so if it's not fun, as Larry Winget says, quit. Find something that you like to do so that you have a reason to get out of bed every morning. And then hopefully that happiness will translate into your success. So again, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. And if you love what you're doing, you will be successful. The business quote of the week brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington and noted by Albert Schweitzer. Today is one of my favorite days of the year. We're going to have to rewind the clock about 50 years. But growing up, I had the Chipmunks Christmas album. I don't know if you remember this. I'm about 56 years old. So if you remember the Chipmunks Christmas album, a true classic, by the way, on the cover of the jacket, you had Alvin, Simon, and Theodore and their opening presents, and they're peeking under the wrapping and everything like that. And standing next to them was David Seville, the adult character. But then what you notice was there was a calendar on the wall behind David that said December 21st. And to me, that always meant I got to December 21st and I recalled that album, I always meant we're getting closer to Christmas. So this is always a special day for me, December 21st, because this is when I start to really, you know, feel like, all right, we're here. We've arrived. Christmas is getting really close. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick break. When we come back, we'll get right back into the program. We'll be right back.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Right, we are back. You are listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you can join me. And getting all the bugs worked out of working with this new video system that we have here. And hopefully, if you're watching the show online, you're enjoying it. And I always love when they throw these new wrinkles at me just to see just how technically incompetent I actually am. So let's talk for a minute about how to protect your packages from porch pirates. Now, this is a topic that has become more increasingly, if you will, something that we never really heard about before. But now, as more and more people are getting packages delivered to their homes, we've seen that the number of people that are buying online has increased nearly 20% this year. Last year, over 500, I think, million packages were delivered. This year, over 750 million packages will be delivered. And it's spawned a new kind of crime wave called porch pirates. So here's what happens. You go online to Amazon.com. You order something for your wife, for your husband, for your kids, and a nice Amazon box with a little smiley face shows up on your front porch. Then what happens is, after the package is delivered, and people are actually following delivery trucks around to see where packages are being left, then they'll come around a little while later. And if the package is still on the porch, then they'll pick it up, run to their car, and take off. So what they're doing, you know, is they're basically stealing Christmas. They're being the ultimate Grinch, if you will. And now what's happening is, it's obviously creating a lot of it's a new crime wave. So let's say you bought an Alexa device and you wanted it for the family. Now, you know that the package is coming today, but before you can get home from work, someone's already taken the package off your front porch. What are they doing with it? Perhaps regifting it, perhaps selling it online to somebody else. And because they got it for free, whatever they make, so if they, let's say an Alexa goes for $99, if they sell it for $40, they've made money. So how do you protect yourself from the porch pirates? And as I mentioned, it's the season for porch pirates as the holiday gifts are being delivered to porches all across the country. And with the rise in deliveries has come an increase in what postal inspectors refer to as porch pirates, thieves who follow delivery trucks collecting packages as they are delivered. They see a package that was recently delivered. They drive by. They pick it up. It's simply a crime of opportunity, says Postal Inspector Ivan Ramirez. The problem is so common that many homeowners are now taking matters into their own hands. Michael Garrison captured a thief on a security camera taking off with his deliveries. He acted like he was going to knock, but he didn't, and he's looking to see if anybody was paying attention, and then he was off, described Garrison. In the last 2 months, I've had four packages come up missing, and I just wanted a way to even the score, explained Jerome Barrow. He rigged up a box that scares off thieves with a harmless bang. And a dude from Kansas City was so frustrated with stolen packages that she placed a special gift from her pets in the box for the would-be thieves. She said cat poo was a deterrent, and she keeps putting cat poo into different boxes, and then as they get stolen, eventually the thieves realize this probably isn't the type of package they want to be taking. Inspector Ramirez doesn't advise tackling thieves. He does believe, though, that certain homes are more likely to fall victim. They are not gated communities. These are older, established communities for the most part, and you can drive in and out of them, and you won't be detected. Often, families are working, so there's not a lot of people to watch each other's house. There are more traditional ways to protect your packages, however. You can have them delivered to work or to a neighbor, or you can buy a lockbox where you give a code to the delivery driver, and then the package is placed inside. Amazon also has lockers available at convenience and grocery stores where your deliveries are kept. However, authorities across the country are stepping up efforts to prevent these thefts. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, officers use bait packages with GPS trackers inside the boxes. So if a thief takes off with the package, the police can track them down. And they hope that this method will deter criminals from stealing this year's holiday gifts. So one of the things I do whenever I order, it's just a matter of convenience. I have the package delivered to my work, and this way package shows up and I can just, take it home with me. My wife always says, oh, just have it delivered to the house. I've always done this for fear that it was just sitting on the porch. And now here we have this thing called the Porch Pirates. And shame on them that they're doing this and they're taking people's, Christmas presents. It also shows the need when you get a tracking number from FedEx, from UPS, or any delivery service, track it. Both the UPS app, the FedEx app, plug it in, and you'll know when it's out for delivery. You'll know exactly when that package is delivered. So that way you might be able to call a neighbor, a friend, a family member and say, hey, I got a package on the front porch. Could you go get it? Could you stick it in the garage? There's another way to prevent this, and I want to do a little more research on this story, but in effect, what they have now are Wi-Fi enabled door locks. So what you can do is give a key code to your UPS driver, or they can tell you that they're at your house, and on your app you can unlock the front door. There would be a camera facing the door, and then they'll slide the package in, shut the door, and then you lock it behind them. Jeff Rossin from NBC did a story on these the other night, and what they're showing is that the thieves have gotten even very sophisticated here, where they're able to cut out the Wi-Fi in your house so the last image of your front door is there. But it was Jeff Rossin, a producer and a cameraman, standing in the front hallway waving to the camera. The live feed just showed the door, but the NBC feed obviously showed that they were in your house. They could have done anything they wanted, stolen anything they wanted, and you'd be none the wiser. I don't think I'm ready to let somebody in my house when I'm not there to drop off a package. But we'll see where this goes and what technology is doing, and is it something that you feel is something that you need in your life, or is there another way for you to get your packages? So hopefully the Grinches, the Porch Pirates, aren't going to steal anything from you this year. Let's talk about for a minute about how to stand out in the crowd. And I don't mean you individually necessarily, but you and your business. How do you get to stand out in a crowd? What makes you different from your competition? Influence, authority, and a personal touch can be powerful differentiators and help your small business rise above the competition. And for most of us, running a business means that many of our so-called quiet moments are crowded with thoughts of doing more, earning a better return, and getting in front of the right people at the right time. We have so many details to take care of, it can be difficult to step back and envision a new approach, one that will help us rise above all the competition. So how can you boost your chances of being recognized? Now, in my experience, influence, authority, and a sincerely personal touch have proven to be powerful differentiators. So let's explore some of those and how you, too, can harness their potential. First, you want to build momentum with influence. Now, one of the most effective ways to position your brand is through influence. And while it takes time to become an influencer, there are prominent voices within your market who can help you get there faster through association. Who do your potential customers respect? Spend some time identifying prominent speakers on social media channels and industry-focused blogs, publications, videos, and events. It's very important to review their content and narrow your wish list to influencers whose views are closely aligned with your brand voice. Timing is everything. Once you've identified people who have a significant influence with your target audience, follow their conversations and then begin interacting with them. Once you've established a rapport over time, move toward a mutually beneficial relationship. When and how this comes into being will vary from one scenario to another, but if you watch closely, opportunities will be revealed to you. You want to kind of hang with the cool kids if you can think back to your old high school days. Now, as you search for influencers, you're going to learn a lot about which channels of communication are most popular among your potential customers. So extend the value of your increased visibility by expanding your engagement. Learning about your brand is just the beginning. Consistent communication in preferred channels is crucial to earning trust. And as we talked about on a previous show, when someone trusts you, they'll buy from you. You also want to make it personal. A sure way to capture the attention of potential customers is to get personal with them. Now, within your pool of prospects, you'll find several subgroups that are defined by geographic location, demographics, special interests, or other criteria that may not seem relevant. Speaking to these subgroups directly with themes that relate to their specific qualities will increase your chances of conversion. The more personal, the better. And here's a hint. Facebook advertising allows for multiple layers of filtering for target audiences, so make sure you're picking the right layers so that your message is getting to the right people. You want to also add some feel-good to the mix. Charitable organizations rely on corporate sponsors and volunteers for support, so helping an organization reach its goals will also help you gain experience. Be sure to choose carefully. To be most effective, your association should be with an organization that is related to your industry or your local community, and is aligned with your brand's mission, vision, and values. Once you find one cause that fits, expand your reach with snapshots of your participation, sharing how the experience has benefited the participants. Then you got to pull it all together. Forming relationships with influencers and supporting worthy causes are powerful ways to increase the visibility of your brand and to extend your reach. The first step lays a solid foundation for building relationships with potential customers through multiple channels, and whenever possible, highly targeted messaging also captures the attention of subgroups within your target market. And of course, the one thing that everybody complains about the most is you have to find time to do it all. This process does take time, that much is certain. But if you intend to stand out from the crowd, ongoing research, analysis, and targeted engagement is crucial. Consider the potential benefits: increased market share, greater visibility, higher conversion rates, increased revenue. There is amazing potential, so don't let this opportunity pass you by. So just a couple of quick comments there as far as how you can gain more brand recognition for yourself and for the company and kind of stand out from the crowd. It did touch on a subject that people who hire me to help them with their business often say they don't have enough of, and that's time. And I've had people kind of write a diary and tell me from the time they get up, what do they do? And I'm looking for very, very detailed information. So when they wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, what do? And I don't care if you say, I take 20 minutes for a shower, brush teeth, boom, 10 minutes to eat breakfast, boom. Go to the gym, boom. Whatever you do, I want to know how your time is laid out. And very quickly, when you do an exercise like that, you find you have a lot more time on your hand than you actually think. So I challenged a woman a couple of weeks ago. When I got to see her evening hours, once she turned the thumb lock at work, she was done. That was it for the day. She wasn't going to do any more work. And as a result, I told her, here's where you can get a lot of your marketing time done. And she said, well, in the evening, that's kind of like my time. And I said, true. And there will be time for that. But when I was talking to her about creating a constant contact newsletter, about trying to find more or building her email database, if you can't do it during the work hours, can you carve out an hour a night to get it done? And after about 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks, there was a lot of crying, a lot of complaining, but eventually by the third week she started saying, you know, this has now become part of my routine, it's part of my habit, I'm used to it, and I look forward to adding names to my email distribution list, I look forward to writing that constant contact newsletter, I can set what date and time I want it to go out. And she says, I'm really only using the hour that you prescribed. So she's getting 5 more hours of work done per week, but it's targeted work. It's working towards developing that database and making sure that she's finding the right people to send her message to. So little tip there, if you can get it, if you can carve it out during the day, 1 hour is all I'm asking for you to help build and market your business. It's currently about 12:30. We are halfway through the program. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's time for our quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about 5 key qualities of a powerful customer review. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United Nations General Assembly is currently debating a resolution condemning the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
This unilateral decision brought nothing but keeping us away from the two-state solution and making the independence of Palestine seems far and impossible.
That's Indonesia's ambassador to the United Nations. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the General Assembly should reject that resolution, saying the U.S. will, quote, remember this day. And President Trump has suggested the U.S. could withhold aid from nations that vote yes on the condemnation resolution.
Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot.
Defense Secretary James Mattis making a rare trip to Guantanamo Bay today, a pre-Christmas visit with troops. In fact, he's the first defense chief to visit that base in more than 15 years. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me, and hope that everybody made the switch from the Hunter and Chamber Radio page to the Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano page to watch the live feed. I will accept all of your abusive comments later after the show, so feel free to tell me what you think of the live feed and the fact that I have confirmed that I do, in fact, have a face for radio. But again, trying out the new toys and the live feed, and hopefully as we have guests in the studio, you'll be able to see who we're talking to as we go on with the program. Did want to make mention that on January 11th, we've changed the date, but on January 11th, we will have Michelle Murphy here from Hunter and Central High School, who will be talking to us along with Jill from Jersey Mike Sub and a couple of students from the Work Readiness Program at Hunter and Central High School. This is a great program that I want to see a lot more businesses get involved with, an opportunity for you to work with special needs students in your business. They come in with a job coach, and you teach them a certain task or tasks, and they go about doing them. And in some instances, it's folding clothes, say at Marshall's, it's inventory, sweeping floors, whatever you need them to do or whatever you can show them to create certain tasks that they can complete. What we're trying to do with the program is to get them ready so that when they graduate high school and they graduate from the program, typically you're going to graduate high school around 18. You can stay in this program until the age of 21. But then what? We want to answer that question. What happens then? And so if we can get these kids to learn a task, learn a skill set, and be able to market themselves to businesses, I think that it's going to help them later in life. Eventually, one of the biggest fears of any family with a special needs kid is what happens when I'm not here. And, you know, so, but if we give them the skills and we teach them this is what work is, and then if we provide them with transportation to get them there on time and get them home safely, hopefully we can create productive members of society. And they want to help in the worst way. We've been doing this program now for about 4 or 5 years at Crown Trophy. It's a great program. And again, with the help of the job coach, it's not like I have to sit there and babysit them and watch them. The job coach is learning from me how I want different tasks to be handled. And then they make sure that it's getting done to our satisfaction. So, again, January 11th, mark your calendars to join us for another edition of Taking Care of Business, where we'll be talking to Michelle Murphy, who's in charge of the work readiness program at Hunterdon Central High School. I think you're going to really enjoy that program. Also wanted to make mention, I was at an event the other night. There's a financial advisor here in town, Rob Lord from Edward Jones. And you want to talk about somebody who gets it right. This guy nailed it the other night. So I was invited to an event for his clients. And there were probably about 80 people in the room. It was held at 55 Main. And so they pushed all the tables out of the way. They had some chairs along one wall, the banquet chairs on the other wall. And there were drinks in the front, food in the back. And then Rob and his associate, Kathy, were just kind of mingling throughout the room. And what I noticed about both of them was how they knew every client's name. And this was a special touch because we talk about how you shouldn't make business transactional. If a person comes into your business or store and all you're doing is selling them something and taking their money but not learning anything else about them, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. They can get that at Amazon. You know, Jeff Bezos doesn't know your name as a customer, and most of the people at Amazon don't know your name. You're doing all the work. You're clicking into the computer, and then somebody in the warehouse is pulling your material, shoving it in a box, sticking it on, shipping it to you. So the porch pirates can take it. And, you know, but here, Rob takes the time to learn about his clients. He knows their name. He knows their spouse's names, their kids' names, you know, and any information he gets from them along the way. What are your goals? What are your dreams? You know, where do you work? Things like that. He's learning about his customers. That's what I want you guys to be doing, is learning your customers. Your competition is fierce. You know, if you don't think that you're that you have competition, you're out of your mind, because you can buy anything on Amazon. So Amazon is your number one competitor. Even if you have another store working down the street from you, they're your number one competitor. So with that in mind, what makes you different from an Amazon? And that is the personal touch, that engagement, that relationship building. Once they develop that with you, once they're engaged with you, once they feel like you know them and they know you, it's going to be very hard for them to go somewhere else to take their business. So make sure that you learn about your customers. Learn if they're married, their spouse's name, their kids, what activities their kids are involved in, sports, music, whatever. That way, you have something to talk about every time they come in. You don't have to force a sale on them. You don't have to say, what can I get you, or things like that. This isn't McDonald's. You're learning and you're growing with them, and you're seeing their children grow over the years. And, you know, you'd be surprised how far that goes in making them decide to do business with you versus going online. So, again, congratulations to Rob Lord and Kathy for the way they treat their customers. A great example of how to run a successful business. Let's talk about customer reviews. And we have talked about this on this program over the last 6 years several times, but what are the key qualities of a positive customer review? Now, are you getting the most out of your online reviews? So here I'm going to hope to show you how to turn testimonials into a sales tool for your small business. If you've ever received an email from a customer, you know, "Dear Bill, just wanted to thank you for taking care of us, you know, the other day. It's great doing business with you." That's good, you know, and you should share that with people via your business Facebook page or somewhere else, maybe even on your website. Customer reviews are a very powerful tool, and you need to use them to your advantage. They can be used by your business to demonstrate loyalty and transparency, to start conversations, to engage to encourage engagement, to increase conversions, and more. In fact, a study by Social Fresh revealed that customer testimonials offer the highest effectiveness rating for all content marketing, up at around 89%. Now, when used appropriately and written well, customer testimonials have been shown to help businesses boost their SEO ranking by publishing keyword-rich content, increase sales by building trust and using effective storytelling marketing, and boost referrals by using word of mouth to reach more customers organically. So the question is, how do you get the most out of your customer testimonials? And it's not enough simply to collect reviews from your customers. Negative reviews can have a detrimental effect on your business, while short, "this is awesome" responses do very little good. If you want to help your customers determine whether your business is worth investing in, they'll need to see some very specific elements in your testimonials. So here are five qualities for a testimonial to be powerful and effective. The first is the real benefit. A review that claims "this is great" without providing any other information isn't very helpful. It doesn't tell potential customers why your product or service is great, and therefore it doesn't provide a valid reason for them for another customer to use your business. Instead, you want testimonials that describe how your product or service works with an explanation of how it helped them, the customer. For example, one office chair on Amazon has 1,997 reviews, and there are multiple reviews, and some are far more valuable than others. First, you have a simple review that says the chair is easily assembled and comfortable. And while this does provide some information, the value is very low. How does the chair look? Does the chair help back pain or does it cause it? Do all the parts work well? The rolling wheels, the padding, the lever? And did this chair solve whatever problem that required the chair in the first place? On the other hand, another review does an excellent job of explaining the real benefits of the chair. The consumer here says that why he needed the chair and how long he's used it. Then he explained the mechanics of the chair, putting it together, its functionality, and finally he talked about its daily use. These useful details tremendously boost the value of the review and its potential to influence a user who is considering buying the same chair. You also want your reviews to provide authenticity and credibility. Now, a testimonial is only valuable if other customers believe that it's legitimate. There have been many times that you've gone to websites and seen reviews at the bottom of a product or service that have left you wondering, is this real, or did the business have a fun time writing the review for themselves? You also want to play into emotion. Passion is key to life. It's also vital for a successful testimonial. Emotional reviews help your consumers connect better and imagine themselves in similar shoes. This will make them more inclined to work with your company. They're more willing to trust someone who displays the same emotions that they do. Comparison is another element of a good review. You found a great product, but how does it compare to similar products on the market? The truth is that 85% of consumers read up to 10 reviews before feeling that they can trust a business. And we all want to feel like we're choosing the best option, so having a comparison within a review can help with that. A good comparison review doesn't have to specifically name a competitor. Instead, it can simply mention that other products or services have been used in the past, but they cannot compare to this one. Now, of course, the more specific the comparison, the better. But even if it says something like, "I've used similar products before, but this one is of the highest quality for the best price," it gets the point across. And finally, detail. Detail is key to an effective testimonial. The more information a review provides, the better. You don't need reviews that last for paragraphs and paragraphs, but you do want reviews that go into depth about why your product or service is the best option. This gives you more ammunition to convince potential customers. And another benefit of detailed testimonials is keyword density, which can help you rank higher in search engine results. Testimonials are free content, so obviously the more, the merrier. Now, while you can't force your customers to write a review using these elements, you can use a testimonial form that asks specific questions. In this way, you can guide the customers to give you as effective as a review as possible. And once you've collected these effective reviews, don't forget to prominently display them on your website and social media accounts. So, just some ideas there. Five key qualities of getting a powerful customer review and what you can do. And I like that thing at the end, you know, you can send out a survey a week after a customer has been in your business, and then. But if you lead the dialogue in how you ask the questions, instead of just saying this product is great, have them give you a little more detail, and then hopefully it will lead to a very strong review. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy of Flemington. We'll be back in a few minutes. And a great story on five productivity apps that help you save time and boost your workload. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you every Thursday at this time as we get together to talk about business or issues affecting businesses, large and small, both here in Flemington and on the national scene as well. Wanted to talk to you for a minute because this may or may not be one of the last shows you listen to before the holiday break. And I did this last year on the first show, so I want to give you some homework over the Christmas break, and I want you to start thinking about your goals for 2018 and what you want to do in your business, what you want to do in your career that's going to make it a better year for you. Now, last year when we talked about goals, I mentioned that a lot of times people say, well, I want to lose weight. Not specific enough. So you have to come up with a target. I want to lose 20 pounds. I don't want to lose 20 pounds by June. Okay, great. Now it's measurable. I had a customer come in yesterday, and he was looking to buy some promotional items that had the phrase on it, 18 in 18. And what that meant, he's going to give these out to every one of his employees, and what it meant was he wants to grow the business by 18% in 2018. And he wants them to have this on their desk, sitting in front of them, reminding them, grow your book of business by 18%. Overall, grow the organization. by 18%. So I want you to think over the break about some very specific measurable goals that you will have for 2018. Is it to increase sales? And if so, by how much, percentage or dollar-wise? Is it to add to your product line, diversify your portfolio, whatever the case may be, whatever you're looking to do to grow your business? I want it written down, I want it taped to your computer, and I want it to be something that you can look at all the time, but also something that you're working towards. Don't just say, I want to grow my business by 20%. How are you going to do it? What in your head is telling you this is what must be done to achieve that growth? And then get that plan of action starting day one, January 2nd, when you get back to work. So hopefully you will do that and then see that level of growth in 2018. I want to talk to you for a minute about apps and how they can help you and which apps may help better than others. But specifically, I'm talking about productivity apps. Now, the one thing that I get a lot of from people is that they always have a lot of balls up in the air. They're not really sure, you know, what they should be working on. And sometimes they have so many balls in the air, they don't work on anything. So what I'm looking to do is, how can you find an app where you can plug in a little bit of information and hopefully use these to get you through your day. So small business owners, you know, you got a lot on your plates. There's no doubt about it. But with help from a couple of mobile apps that I'm going to mention to you in a bit, you can hopefully boost your productivity and get more work done. As a small business owner, it's unlikely that you have a lot of employees and you probably have to do most of the work on your own. But with all of these responsibilities on your plate, it can be easy to get bogged down and feel buried by the sheer volume of the work that there is to do. It doesn't have to be like this. With the help of mobile apps like the five that I'm going to recommend to you here, you can reclaim your productivity, save time, and get more done. So let's jump into them. The first one is called Quire, Q-U-I-R-E. Now, Quire is a collaborative task management app. And one of the best things about this app is that it's a tree structure. You can create an unlimited number of nested tasks and then subtasks. And after jotting down ideas in a Quire project using your camera or Siri or the iPhone or iPad anytime from any location. The app is free to use. All you have to do is enter your email address to turn your notes into small, actionable items and complete them together with your team. This tool will help you break down each job into manageable steps that make it easy to get a lot more work done. The second app is called Milanote. Now, here's another free app that could greatly increase your productivity. Milanote will help you collect all of your thoughts and ideas and keep them in one handy location. The fast interface makes it easy to play around and create ideas and explore new possibilities. You can add structure as you start to see your ideas come to life. And this is also a great tool for teams, letting you share all of your messages and ideas without losing anything along the way. The third app is called Slack. And you can use Slack for starting projects, hiring new employees, creating and finalizing budgets, measure the results of A/B testing, and a whole lot more. This platform helps teams connect with the tools they need to get things done. The app is touted as the fastest growing business application in history, and millions of people around the globe are taking advantage of everything that it has to offer, including 43 companies from the Fortune 100 list. Another app is called Pocket. Now, sometimes you read articles that can come in handy, or you have ideas that you want to explore later on. Pocket will make sure that you never forget any of these things. You can save items for later, right from your browser or from other apps, including Twitter, Pulse, Zeit, and Flipboard. When you are ready to view what you have saved, you can bring it up on any device, and you don't even have to use the internet connection. You can view Pocket from your browser, Android device, Kobo, iPhone, and iPad. The fifth one is one that we're using extensively at Crown Trophy of Flemington. It's called Dropbox. Now, here's a productivity tool for you to store your files in one single place, to quickly locate them, and to work on them on any device at any time. This app is easy to use, and it works for everyone. You can brainstorm, collect inspiration, or share rough drafts with Dropbox. This app is available in over a dozen languages, including French, Spanish, Chinese, and Russian, and it can handle many employees, so it's ideal for growing businesses. The free plan includes 2 gigs of storage space. And the other app I want to mention, the sixth one, we're going to give you a bonus here because it's Christmas, is called AnyDo, A-N-Y-D-O. It's a task manager app, and you can set what task you want to get done by what time. It will give you alarms, and just a great way to keep you organized. So hopefully, if you take in some of those apps, it'll help you be more productive in 2018. So covered a lot of information today, hopefully some tips and tricks that will help you be more productive. That should be the goal for 2018. Be more productive, get more done. Be willing to do a little bit more than your competition so that in the end, you come out ahead. Start working on those goals over the Christmas break. Bring a notepad home with you and start breaking it down. What do you want to do personally that's going to improve your business? What do you want your team to do? What do you want the company to do? Sometimes you even have to look at it and say, what do I want my vendors to do? How do I want them to service me better? So take a look at that. That Dropbox, look into that if you're not already using it. It's a great one as far as sharing information and storing information. We use it exclusively. And we've gone from 3 vertical filing cabinets to 0. All of our customers' information, receipts, invoices, and everything is located in Dropbox. And anybody in my store can access it. In sports, in the NFL, this is week number 16. And the 2-12 New York Giants take on the 6-8 Arizona Cardinals at 4:25 on Sunday. The 5-9 New York Jets will play the 7-6 LA Chargers at 1 p.m. And the 3-9 the 12-2 Philadelphia Eagles will play the 6-8 Oakland Raiders Monday at 8:05. In NCAA men's basketball, the AP Top 25 has Villanova in the top spot, followed by Michigan State, Arizona State, Duke, and North Carolina at the top 5. Miami of Florida, Kentucky, Texas A&M, Xavier, and West Virginia round out the top 10. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGaneau83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Ganeau. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. I am Jim Ganeau, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United Nations General Assembly is currently debating a resolution condemning the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
This unilateral decision brought nothing but keeping us away from the two-state solution and making the independence of Palestine seems far and impossible.
That's Indonesia's ambassador to the United Nations. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the General Assembly should reject that resolution, saying the U.S. will, quote, remember this day. And President Trump has suggested the U.S. could withhold aid from nations that vote yes on the condemnation resolution.
Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot.
Defense Secretary James Mattis making a rare trip to Guantanamo Bay today, a pre-Christmas visit with troops. In fact, he's the first defense chief to visit that base in more than 15 years. And this is USA Radio News.
Celebrate the new year on a new floor at Lumber Liquidators year-end flooring clearance sale. Save big on over 200 floors. Get the lowest price of the year on our thickest water-resistant laminate and wood-look waterproof flooring. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off, bamboo up to 33% off, and take an extra 15% off clearance in-store. Get more from 49 cents while supplies last, plus professional installation and special financing. Don't wait. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Despite Democratic claims otherwise, several Washington, D.C. think tanks say Americans will see more cash in their pockets because of that Republican tax bill. The Tax Foundation says a married couple bringing in $50,000 will see an 8% drop in their taxes. TaxPlanCalculator.com says they'll save nearly $1,400. And the Brookings Institution